It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
It's 5:03. Good evening. Brian Douglas in for Rob Archer. Thank you for listening. It's a KNX News exclusive. The DA says the Menendez brothers, they're doing well in prison, and an arson suspect arrested in downtown LA, arrested due to a fire in downtown LA that caused about $7 million of damage. We'll have a live report on that coming up first, though. The mayor and her choice to be the next chief of the LAPD, they're making the rounds. So one stop today was at Pink's Hot Dogs on La Brea near Melrose. Karen Adams has that story.
Good to see you.
Congratulations, brother.
When making the rounds, you have to eat. And Mayor Karen Bass and her chief choice, who's no stranger to the city of L.A., former County Sheriff Jim McDonald, shook hands with the customers here at Pink's. Then McDonald and the mayor spoke about plans to turn things around in the city, including boosting morale on the force so the city can recruit more officers and to make people and business owners feel safe.
As we move forward, we will do the very best we can to be able to protect your businesses, to be able to not only increase the safety level, but also increase the perception of safety. That's very important to all of us as well.
And you can view our visit, the fact that we came to one of the iconic businesses in our city, as a message that we understand and that we are going to address the problem.
Both say there's a lot of work to be done to get LA ready for the world events taking place here in the city, including the 2028 Olympics. And the mayor says McDonald is the best choice for the task at hand. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Former LAPD Chief Michael Moore strongly supports Mayor Karen Bass's selecting Jim McDonald.
And I'm grateful that he entered in this effort to be the chief, and that he will lead the men and women of LAPD and this city of Los Angeles into the future. It'll be a stronger city, a safer city, and a department that will benefit from his leadership.
Now, Moore says that McDonald is the perfect choice to help pump up morale within the department.
The reality of the morale, the issue, is that when you have too few being asked to do too much with too little, you end up having a workforce that feels unappreciated, it feels undervalued, and that only builds further cynicism and erodes confidence that they're in a position that actually makes a difference and matters.
Now, current interim chief Dominic Choi says McDonald's resume speaks for itself loud and clear.
The right word is I'm excited. I'm looking forward to getting Chief McDonald in here and working closely with him and moving the department forward and with his vision.
Now, he says the key issue that needs to be addressed during McDonald's tenure is LAPD's staffing shortage, and they're short by a couple thousand employees.
McDonald is the absolute worst choice of any of the finalists that were listed. I can't imagine a worse chief than Jim McDonald.
Now, that's co-founder of Black Lives Matter LA, Melina Abdullah. She says during his single term as LA County Sheriff, McDonald established the activities of deputy gangs under his watch.
We know he is not one to clean up corruption. He's not one to engage in accountability measures. He is one to really allow for this kind of rampant policing that we have going on in Los Angeles now, that our LA city controller has pointed to as really bankrupting the city of Los Angeles.
Now, she says it's baffling that Mayor Bass picked McDonald and the choices betray the community and the mayor's stated progressive values. Well, this is an exclusive you're only going to hear right here on KNX News. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon says Melendez brothers are doing very well behind bars. He talked with our Countdown 2024 show this afternoon.
It appears that they have been rehabilitating. They have been going to college. They have been mentoring people. They have done volunteer work. They have been in prison for 35 years. They went to prison when they were 19 and 21. So the case is ripe for review, and that's what we're doing.
Gascon announced the review yesterday of the conviction of the brothers for brutally murdering their parents. That was back in 1989 in Beverly Hills here. We asked if the timing of this announcement is connected to the looming DA's election, which is just about a month away.
Not at all. If you follow the timeline on this, we have been on track to handle this sometime between October and November this year, and that has been the case for months. These are complex cases that require a lot of reinvestigation, especially this is a case that is 35 years old.
Gascon also told us he's confident he can win the election despite being well behind in the polls, and we will be co-hosting the DA's race debate between him and challenger Nathan Hochman. That's going to be next Tuesday. That'll be October 8th, of course, and we will have it for you live right here at 5 o'clock. Well, the state of California has awarded another piece of a $1 billion grant to clear homeless encampments. As Natalie Tvitting reports, 18 cities and counties have received a piece of the $131 million, but it comes with expectations.
Communities which receive the grant need to follow state housing laws, have a plan in place on how to help people living on the streets. The cost of cleanup has been a big issue. Governor Gavin Newsom saying the city of LA, which will receive about $11 million from this round, was a big part of creating the program. They've expanded to the state.
We're looking to build on something that we advanced with Mayor Bass in LA. We created the state's first, what we refer to as delegated maintenance agreement. And that was to address some of the frustration that they were having, we were having, candidly, and some of the regional agencies were having in Los Angeles around who's accountable, who's responsible. And rather than dealing with these jurisdictional barriers, particularly with the state and state right-of-ways and Caltrans properties, we decided to do a delegated maintenance agreement for capital programs and maintenance programs on state right-of-ways. And if the city wants to move and not wait for the state to do its job, the city can do that. And in return, we will reimburse their costs.
18 local communities receiving this money include the city of LA and the counties of Riverside and San Bernardino.
Still to come on Nonstop News at 5, residents affected by the slide in Rancho Palos Verdes say they feel abandoned by the feds. And LA County DA tells us he still thinks he can win re-election next month despite trailing in the polls. Nonstop News at 5, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. LA City firefighters say video footage has led to the arrest of a suspect in a series of arson fires downtown, including one that caused $7 million in damage. City Fire Captain Eric Scott is praising local residents for helping track down the suspect.
The most recent fire occurred on October 3rd, 2024 on Willow Street. Now, surveillance footage shows a suspect collecting rubbish from a public trash can, also collecting wood for kindling, and placing it near the base of a power pole. Moments after walking away, flames erupted from the garbage, eventually damaging the pole. The LAFD Arson Counterterrorism Section quickly responded to the scene, and investigators determined that the suspect was responsible for a fire that occurred at the same location but on September 22nd of this year. Now, fortunately, residents provided the investigators with video footage that showed the suspect gathering garbage throughout the day, placing it at the front door of the business. Then later that evening, the suspect returned and lit the trash on fire.
Now, Captain Eric Scott, also talking about the most damaging of these fires, happened in July.
We responded to a major emergency structure fire on Kohler Street, which caused over $7 million in damage. Now, during the fire, arson investigators quickly made entry into the structure while it was still burning to find and extract the hard drive that held all the security surveillance footage of the fire actually being set. The video that they obtained was used to help identify and link the suspect to the arrest made on October 3rd of this year, now connecting the suspect to the large $7 million fire. The suspect is also on active probation for an incendiary fire which damaged a structure just one block away on Palmetto Street in August of 2023. Now, this case will be presented to the district attorney's office with the suspect facing multiple felony charges of arson of a structure and arson of property, along with a probation violation. We view the crime of arson as one of the most egregious offenses in Los Angeles. And the LAFD Arson Counterterrorism Section uses every resource available to investigate and prosecute those that are responsible. Now, if it were not for the phenomenal efforts of the public, also LAPD and the LAFD Arson Section, this suspect would still be on the streets today.
He says the LA City Fire Arson Unit so far has made about 100 arrests this year alone.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nonstop News at 5 continues back now to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass selecting the new police chief, Jim McDonald, who is a former L.A. County sheriff. Our Margaret Carrera got reaction from Craig Lally, the head of the officers' union, the L.A. Police Protective League.
Mayor Bass led an exhaustive and thorough process that relied on the honest input of and feedback from rank-and-file police officers, because we feel, and they also feel, that a dire need for new direction in LAPD. Mayor Bass has gone to over 20 roll calls to listen to the officers and voice their concern about recruitment, lack of staffing, low morale, and a broken discipline system. So I commend her for that. I know it was an exhaustive process, Chief McDonald, I think his resume is impressive, to say the least. And I think that she chose what she believed to be the most qualified to lead the LAPD for years to come.
Do you believe the rank and file officers will welcome Chief McDonald?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, he knows the city. He knows the communities here that they serve. He knows the department very, very well for being here for 29 years. And he's been gone for 15 years. So I kind of consider him an outsider, because he has, when he comes in on day one, he's got no allegiance to anybody, because most of the people that were on the job when he was here have since retired. So I believe that I've been getting nothing but positive phone calls from the rank and file, and they're very excited to see him hit the ground running and basically get to work.
You know, there's been some criticism that the mayor should have picked somebody else other than a white guy. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, LAPD is 75% minority, and our rank and file reflects the diversity of our city. And I'm just going to restate that the mayor chose what she believed to be the most qualified to lead the LAPD. I don't think race, religion, gender, or anything else was in the criteria she used, and we support her decision.
There are a lot of big events coming to Los Angeles in the next few years, the World Cup, the Olympics, the Super Bowl. Do you see this as perhaps maybe like an interim appointment to really kind of get the city through those major events with somebody who knows it well?
I can't answer that question, because obviously I didn't talk to Chief McDonald or the mayor about that. But I can honestly say I have 43 years on the job. We Chief McDonald and myself have came on the department at the same time. I went through the 84 Olympics. He went through the 84 Olympics. He has a tremendous resume. And I think moving forward for the Super Bowl, the World Cup, and the Olympics, there's nobody more qualified to lead us in those events.
And Craig, finally, from your perspective, what should the priority for the new chief be?
Well, to me, it's real simple. We have a recruitment problem. We have a retention problem because the morale is the worst I've seen in the 43 years that I've been on the department. We have definitely have a broken discipline system that needs to be corrected. And the officers, some of the reasons their morale is so low is because they don't feel that they're supported by management in LAPD. We had recently had a survey, and I think only 4% of the membership believe that that the command staff has their back. And that's a huge problem because that's a reflection on all of them.
As the president of the LA Police Union, Lieutenant Craig Lally. And this wraps up Nonstop News for Friday, October 4th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.